The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Sentencing proceedings will get underway this morning for Jonathan Dowdall and the role he played in the Regency Hotel murder. The former Sinn Féin councillor will be sentenced alongside his father Patrick after admitting to facilitating the murder of David Byrne on the 5th of February in 2016. Now, Mr. Dowdall and his father will be brought to court under armed guard. Joining me now with the detail is Newstalk's courts correspondent Frank Rainey. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So tell us exactly what's happening today, what time, and what precautions are being taken.
Well, at about 11:30 this morning, Jonathan and Patrick Dowdall are likely to be brought into the courtroom, again under heavy armed guard. Special arrangements were put in place for their sentence hearing, which took place before the Special Criminal Court a number of weeks ago. Armed Gardaí patrolled the vicinity. There were plainclothes Gardaí at various points in the public gallery, keeping an eye on proceedings. The men, father and son, were flanked while they sat in the dock. They were brought in through the jury box, which is unusual. They weren't brought from another area of the court. Like, for example, if a person is in custody, they would be brought from the custody area. If they're on bail, they would walk through the front door like everybody else. They were brought in through the belly of the courthouse, in through the jury box. So special security arrangements were put in place. And today they are going to find out what custodial sentence, if any, the court is minded to hand down to them after they pleaded guilty to facilitating the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel 6 years ago. Jonathan Dowdall was due to stand trial for David Byrne's murder alongside Jerry the Monk Hutch. But as we all know at this stage now, that charge against him will not be pursued, and that's after he pleaded guilty to this lesser charge of facilitating, and it's all in relation to the booking of a room at the Regency Hotel. So he and his father will find out today what sentence the court is minded to hand them down.
Now, during that hearing, which, as you say, was heavily guarded, his defence counsel, Michael O'Higgins, said the court should consider imposing a suspended sentence.
That's right, and that is an option, I suppose, that's available to the court. The maximum penalty for conviction on this offence is 15 years in prison. So it is a very serious offence when you think about the penalty that's available to the court. And Michael O'Higgins, in a very lengthy plea for mitigation a couple of weeks ago, he did make that plea to the judges. And this, I suppose, relates to, I suppose, one of the main mitigating factors and features in the case that he put forward is the fact that Jonathan Dowdall and his family are now in protective custody. I understand they are being assessed for with the witness protection program. And that's because, as Mr. O'Higgins pointed out to the court a few weeks ago, he has made a statement to the Gardaí, apparently implicating others in what's alleged to have happened at the Regency Hotel back in 2016. And he is, we heard at his sentence hearing, willing to testify at the upcoming trial. Jerry the Monk Hutch is still due to stand trial for murder, all going according to plan. That trial is due to begin tomorrow. And he described how Patrick Dowdall's life, as he knows it, is now effectively over. He said his future is uncertain. He did accept that he is the author of his own misfortune, but he said that he has given material assistance significantly beyond his own involvement. And he said it was hard currency value. Those are his words exactly, hard currency value, in that he is available to be a witness in a forthcoming trial. So that was the major mitigating factor that was put forward a few weeks ago.
But of course, we won't know what he'll say until he says it. So I'm just wondering, you know, you give someone a sentence and then they don't deliver on their promises. What then?
Well, yeah, look, time will tell. We don't know. I don't know what, if anything, Jonathan Dowdall has told Gardaí in relation to what happened at the Regency Hotel. That trial was due to get underway a few weeks ago, but it was delayed because of this significant development. And Jerry Hutch's lawyers asked the court for an adjournment and was granted an adjournment to, I suppose, allow them to consider this new evidence. I understand that disclosure was due to be made by the prosecution over the past few weeks, and they have been considering it. Now, Mr. Hutch's case was mentioned again before the Special Criminal Court last week, and his defence barrister said that as far as they were concerned, it was all systems go for the trial to open tomorrow and for witnesses to be called. But I get the feeling that Jonathan Dowdall, if he is going to testify, you get the impression that that won't happen until the later stages of the trial, just from, I suppose, some of the things that were said in court last week. So time will tell whether he gives evidence in the first instance and what that evidence is and how helpful it will be when it comes to trial.
Now, tell me about this report of a leaked document which was supposed to contain elements of what Dowdall had said to the Gardaí.
I've seen that being reported over the past few days, that apparently this appeared on social media, extracts of it, purporting to be the statement given to Gardaí by Jonathan Dowdall. The claim is that this was something that was released and linked by, you know, members of the Hutch criminal organization. I don't know the specifics of it. I don't know whether or not this is genuine. I've seen what you've probably seen in the newspapers in relation to it. But again, there is a process underway now. You know, Gerry Hutch is entitled to fair procedures. He has pleaded not guilty to the charge. So again, if Jonathan Dowdall does decide to testify in the case, and we don't know specifically at that if that's going to be in relation to Gerry Hutch, for example, there are two others, you know, due to stand trial with him tomorrow, albeit for lesser charges than murder. But there are three people due to stand trial in relation to what happened at the Regency Hotel. And they, like anybody who finds themselves in the dock accused of a crime, are entitled to that presumption of innocence and due process.
That's Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.